Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Spoil After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Schley is here. Bill is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust, president, co-founder of Brand Team 6, author of The Microscript Rules, author of Why Johnny Can't Brand, co-author of that one, also co-author, author of The Unstoppables. And he's our good friend, Bill Schley. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim, it's always a pleasure.
Good to have you back, as always, Bill. Folks, Bill has done so much to help us understand how to put our best foot forward in the marketplace. Bill, right now, as I said earlier, as we are being extruded, we're being splooged out through this pandemic wormhole into the post-pandemic new regular, one of the things I've been trying to help people do is get reset. And I think the best way to get reset is with a good foundation. And I think that foundation is something that was true before the pandemic. It's true today. It's going to be true 5 years from now, post-pandemic.
Right.
And that's what you and I know to be the fundamentals. The fundamentals.
Well,
Let me finish, Bill. The fundamentals, the fundamentals are not old school or new school. The fundamentals are the school. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I love that phrase, which I have stolen. And they're not old school, it's not new school, it's the school. I've stolen that and used it happily and given you no attribution.
I'm sure I would expect nothing else from you.
But I want to, speaking of those schools, I think there's two things. I just want to honor the memory of a great, wonderful American who passed, I think it was yesterday, which is Carl Reiner. And that guy, it's relevant because these guys were about the fundamentals.
Yep.
And one thing is that they were good and decent people, and they just believed in humor, you know, in a really fundamental way.
Mm-hmm.
So Carl Reiner just passed, but I saw
I did
an interview.
I did not know that, but I was a fan.
What a wonderful guy! But he said even when he was old, they interviewed him. He's so funny. He said. He said, well, what are you doing now? And he says, well, he says, I wake up, I have my coffee, and first thing I do is I read the obits every morning. And if I'm not in it, I have breakfast.
Yeah. That's what a great,
It's basic. It's the fundamentals. You know, it's funny no matter how you say it. I think the fundamentals, when you come back, you think about the fundamentals, it's because there's really nothing but the fundamentals in anything that you do. I mean, you know, and especially we talk about brands, but, you know, brands come down to something that's so basic. You know, for listeners out there, you can read all kinds of nonsense books about brands nowadays and how mysterious it all is and all these new theories and these books by sort of new age brand people. But the fact is, a brand is a difference attached to your name. And that's it.
Say that again. Bill, say that again. Folks, write this down. This is going to be in the test.
These are microscripts. Remember, we believe in these phrases. A brand, a successful brand for your business, okay, is a difference attached to your name.
Mm-hmm.
And that difference needs to be a difference that makes my life better. So if you can be, it can be as simple as the on-time plumber. If you're a small business, His difference is that I'm going to be on time no matter what, the on-time plumber. And he advertises that, and it's on the side of his trucks, and he shows this picture of him looking at his watch. And people remember that and remember, you know something, if I got a plumber, they'll say, I'll call the on-time plumber. And it's such a simple thing, or the safe car. I mean, 80% of the world will tell you that's Volvo. 80% of the planet. A difference attached to your name that is the reason that someone should choose from you.
Mm-hmm.
And other fundamentals are like this, like the three W's. We talk about branding. The three W's, just remember the three W's. every brand communication, three things. It has to tell me what is it, because I got to know if I have a need. I have to know if I need a headache medicine. Is it a headache medicine or is it a you know, a hardware store?
Right.
What is it, for number one? The next one is, why do I need it? And the last one is, why do I buy it from you?
Mm-hmm.
And if remember those fundamentals in every thing that you do. And if you can do those fundamentals, you succeed in branding. It's that simple. And it just makes this time, this COVID time is making me think and reflect on those simple truths, you know? And I know you believe in it, Jim, because we talk about it all the time.
No, there's no question about it, but I love those three. Folks, I'm going to say them again. This is really important.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you're selling? When you tell me about your business, I need to first know mm-hmm. what it is you're selling. Because especially as a guy, we need context early. Mm-hmm. Guys need context early. I mean, I want to know, mm-hmm. when you open your mouth, I want to know, are we talking about baseball or hot dogs? You know, what are we talking about here? So what do we need,
mm-hmm.
and why do I need it? Why is it important? Why should I care? I love asking that question. Why should I care?
The benefit.
And
yep.
why should I buy it from you when I can get it from 2,900 places, not online, in 16 places within a half a mile? Why should I buy it from you? And now we come back to mm-hmm. your point about a brand is a difference attached to your name. That's number three, isn't it? Why should they buy from you?
That's right. And so many people think, well, my branding is my logo and the color palette, the various things like that, that are all the signage around the brand. But that's just signage. That's like wearing uniforms. The difference is what do I do for you that no one else does?
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple. The three mm-hmm. simple questions. Why do I need it from you? What do you do for me that no one else will do? Maybe in your community, maybe in your region, but in your market area. What does the world need me to do that no one else does? Those mm-hmm. simple, simple kinds of questions. And I don't think anyone starts a business without believing that they can do something that they can do something best, that they can do something differently or better. I don't think anyone starts a business just saying, I'm going to make average pizza.
Right.
I don't think anyone does.
Nobody does.
I think they say, I make wonderful pizza. I make the best chocolate chip cookies. I give the best mm-hmm. service. Don't you think so?
Absolutely.
Don't you
question
think that
about
everybody
it. No
starts
question.
A small hey, Bill, business believing
I
that?
I got to take a quick break. We're going to talk about this some more after yep. the break. Give me your website, please.
Oh, yeah. It's brandteam6.com. One
all
word.
Right.
Brandteam6.
Quick break, 20 after, right back with Bill Schley. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.